It's Monday, February 13th, 2012, in Oroville, under partly cloudy skies in the morning, but clearing up as we go, with a high of 28 degrees Celsius, dropping to 23 tonight, with northeasterly winds 10 to 25 kilometers per hour and zero chance of rain. Listen now to Wendy Lines, Julian's wife. Julian, member of the governing board, visiting Oroville and connected with Oroville over the years. Wendy is the wife of Julian Lines of the International Advisory Council. And Wendy is, I suspect, the woman behind the man who takes care of everything.
That is true. I take care of him very well. I take care of the details. It's an interesting story how and when Julian and I first met. Because we both came to the mother in the 70s, but we didn't know each other. I came to live in the ashram in 1970 and lived here for 6 years, was graced to meet the mother, and became both a member of the ashram in Oroville. We founded Hermitage in Ororoville.
I didn't know
with
that.
With some ashramites, yeah. Ah. But it was difficult going. So after 2 years, one of the members was sick, and we had not very, very little money. So we came back to live at the ashram. And so my next 4 years in India were at the ashram, where the mother made me a member of the ashram then.
So that was 1970
to 76, those years that I was living here. And during that time, Julian came for a visit, his first visit to the ashram, which was very important for him in 1973, I think. We didn't meet each other. We didn't really connect till 20 years later. So I returned from the ashram in 1976. And after that, I was in California. I was in the United States, but I was coming here, going back and forth every few years. My life was just here now. It was my raison d'être, although I was in the United States. I lived in France for 6 years with some ashramites who left. That was Niranjan Guha Roy and his wife, Amita. They left the ashram 89 that I went to France to live. We had a little community there. It's still there. It's called Motherland. When I returned to the States, I returned in 94. I moved to Matagiri. My family is from New Jersey, so I naturally started going to the closest Sri Aurobindo place I could find, which was Matagiri.
In Woodstock, New York.
In Woodstock, New York, which I just loved the atmosphere of. I loved the country, the countryside, the mountains. So I met Julian there, and within a year, we were married. Hmm. We just connected. We were looking for partners to be with, and we felt a very close connection in the work we wanted to do. We saw Matagiri kind of needing people, needing workers, and we decided we wanted to devote ourselves to the development, the future of Matagiri. And we fell in love, and so we married. And that was in 1995 that we married.
That's a beautiful story.
Yeah, we felt blessed. We felt brought together by the mother or the mother's work. And it was all very harmonious. We've been very happy. It's married 16 years now and working for the mother everywhere in the world because I consider it all one work, mm-hmm. You know, whether it's for Oroville, where I lived, or whether it's for Matagiri, it's all part of the same work. Mm-hmm. And I never felt any contradiction about that. And we're always very happy to welcome Orvillians to Matagiri as part of that work also, and we have often over the years. Yeah.
So right now, Wendy, when you go home, what will you be doing? What's your typical, your week like, your day like?
Well, we do have a shop called Pondicherry, where I buy from Oroville. That's what I'm doing when I'm here. I'm going to the different workshops and buying all the beautiful products. And so that shop is in the center of Woodstock, mm-hmm. and that's very much a part of my work, running that shop. And we also have the center, Matagiri, and I give Hatha Yoga classes. I'm a mm-hmm. Hatha Yoga teacher, so almost daily I have classes in Hatha Yoga. And then when visitors come to Matagiri, we receive them. We help Eric. Eric is still there. But he's in a retired stage. He helps to maintain the center, but he likes help in, certainly in any type of functions we have there. And when we have visitors, if we are available, we come up and help to receive the visitors too.
So now you're back in Oroville for a short time, and you're seeing our new landscape. How long will you be here, and how are you finding it?
We'll be here 5 weeks in all, which is about the normal amount of time we come in winter, although a week of that this year will be in Gujarat, because the AVI is taking a trip to Gujarat, so we'll be leaving on Sunday for 8 days. Of course, what I'm finding is appalling, the number of trees down. It's really hard to see. But the spirit of the Orovillians is something else, because they seem to have taken it in such stride. Mm-hmm. No one's depressed about it anymore, if they were. It's just, okay, we'll get over this, we'll deal with it, and they're dealing. So that's always inspiring, to see how Orovillians can just take everything in their stride and do their best. Yeah. Julian fell in love with Oroville in the 70s, and his whole life's work, although he never lived in Oroville, has been about Oroville, helping it in every way he can, getting involved in any way he can with the problems, speaking out for the problems when he could. So the fact that this appointment came to him, which was a little unusual because he was not of the stature, worldly stature of many of the other members, but it came to him just because of his work in Oroville. It was really just so just, and something that I thought he deserved after 40 years of working for Oroville, and it made him very happy, and he's been very happy to be a part of it. So I've been happy for him too. So that's been a good thing, and I admire all Orovillians for their stamina, because it takes something to live here and to carry on. It's not easy. And of course, I'm also in love with Oroville and totally believe in it. So you have our support.
Thanks, Wendy. The following individuals have been nominated by their respective working group to participate in the newly created Housing Board. Questions or concerns may be addressed to FAMC at admin@oroville.org.in. For the Oroville Council, Sonia. For the Building Application Group, the Lavenir nominee is Anbu, and on behalf of the community at large, Orovisi, Aryamani, and Sundar of Aspiration. And from Entry Service, Jocelyn, from the Green Group, Catherine, from the Housing Service itself, Joseba, Satyakam, and Yuval. There will be a book launch event with PowerPoint presentation for Footsteps Through the Salad, a new four-color, 300-plus page book on wildlife, amphibians, mammals, birds, reptiles, flying insects, microorganisms, and other creatures, and certain natural phenomena associated with Oroville, to be held at Town Hall Conference Room Wednesday, 4 p.m., the 15th of February. Integral Health, offering classical homeopathy, hypnotherapy, midwifery, and personal development, introduces a new member, Manuela, a qualified and experienced midwife who speaks Dutch, German, and English. Contact her at 809-890-0471. And remember that homeopathic first aid kits with 32 remedies and a manual in English, German, and French are available, as well as consultations. Call for an appointment, 262-3669. The Teachings of Flowers, the Life and Work of the Mother of the Sri Aurobindo Ashram at Savitri Bhavan, Tuesday, 14th through Tuesday, the 6th of March. This 121-minute video will be played at Savitri Bhavan at the end of the exhibition on Monday, the 5th of March. Selected portions will be played throughout during the exhibition. And this excerpt from the writings of Emmett Fox. The body always expresses what we think of. The thought of love and life, the remembrance of our divine heritage, heals and inspires. The thought of fear, illness, and death contracts and destroys. To entertain thoughts of love and life, to experience joy and happiness and their expansive effect, this is the choice we are called upon to make. You've been listening to Oroville Radio, Marlanka on microphone, in studio, Andrea, Miriam, Yahlom, and Hamish. And today, Gilles and a number of volunteers. Questions and queries may be directed to OrovilleRadio.org. Thanks for listening.